Hello, and this is Pondering Putan with Ajushi Otaro and Hachimitsu Boy. I'm Connor, and I'm here with my co-host, Neve.
Hi, I'm Neve.
And this is a lighthearted and uproarious comedy podcast that's dedicated to Eiji Nonaka's manga series, Cromartie High School. And today, we are truly concluding our read-through of Volume 4 with the ancillary material of Volume 4, which we always do last. And I always forget that we do it last. So, let's get rolling.
You'll learn, you know?
I think Volume 5, I got it.
I had this moment when we got to this. I was like, man, we're already to the end of the volume? Like, that was fast. And then I realized, I mean, Volume 3 was also this, but, like, we're in the eight-page chapters right now, you know?
Right.
So when we started, it was 6. Yeah, and eventually we're going to go to 12, and it's going to be, like, with Volume 9. And it's just going to be a rapid fire. Like,
going to be chewing through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed the same, because, of course, for the ancillary material, we have to flip through the whole volume because it's interspersed throughout. And when I flipped through, I was like, this feels short. And then, I'm not afraid to reveal this at this point. I do have the physical copy, but I just like use the, Manga Dex version for convenience because it's like, it's on the same screen I'm looking at. And so that has like a drop-down menu to navigate. And when I pulled it up just now, that was where I really like, I just saw all of the volumes, all the chapters stacked up. And then I was like, oh yeah, that is like clearly less than the prior volumes. It was confirmed for me about 10 minutes ago. I didn't get so far as to like understanding why, but thanks for filling in that blank for me.
Yeah.
I just kind of like noted it and I was like, okay, I'll move on with this observation. I don't need to seek answers. Cause you always provide them for me.
The other observation I had, is that the Cromartie School Press for this is dated March 2002, which I believe means that we're basically like we're properly in sync right now. Right? It's March now. With like when the stuff came out.
Yeah. Okay, yes. That's a testament to your scheduling. You always keep us on track with that. So the fact that we're still in the same month, that's pretty impressive given we do pretty good on recording schedule, but there are definitely disruptions. Yeah. because the original ambition obviously was to be to mirror the release schedule, obviously. We've said this before. So, okay. Pat ourselves on the back, end of Volume 4. We're still in good shape.
Yeah. Also, while we're thinking about being in sync, but like 22 years, with 22 years in the past.
I do have a lot of dishes in the sink right now.
Yeah. So there's a few other things that I want to do, but I feel like a thing that's become a tradition is, especially because we'll see if this changes as we go through, but a lot of, like, this is a first printing that I have of the Cromartie High School Volume 4, which in the U.S. was printed in October of 2005. So we're in sync with when it came out in Japan, not when the volumes came out in the U.S. I just wanted to note the ads in the back of this one. We have different ones than last time. So, you know, I'm not just repeating the same ads. So the first one is the hit manga from New Type USA, Angel/Dust. It's Angel Dust, but there's like a slash, you know.
Mm-hmm. A shy
sophomore gets caught up in the struggle between good and evil. And it just has the like picture of the Angel Dust, Angel Girl.
Okay, yeah, I'm really relying on you here because I don't have these.
Yeah. Then there is Lagoon Engine Einsatz. The font treatment is real hard to read for the logo. But Lagoon Engine Einsatz, a new manga masterpiece from the creator of DN Angel from the pages of New Type USA. And it's just the Lagoon Engine Einsatz boy here, I assume. He's got like a sword. It's got like a, well, I guess they've put the logo over the sword, but it looks like the sword also has like some sort of, you know, Ray Earth style gem in the center. That's just like a circle, you know?
Okay. Yeah. Gem sword.
Okay. Yeah.
Sounds like a manga.
Then, Guilty Pleasure of 2004, Creepy, Ooky, and Frightfully Earnest, The Bee at ComicCon.com. Ray may draw similarities between Tezuka's Blackjack, but it's definitely in a class of its own. Anime News Network. Part crime noir, part girly exploitation, and part medical drama, Yoshitomi supplies a well-drawn and snappily written piece of work showing a flair for sharp action scenes, Publishers Weekly. On sale now, Ray 2.
Okay, so now this is like another manga titled Ray 2.
Yeah. Okay. And there's like the girl with a jacket sort of like slumped off of her shoulder. And then there's like a sort of inset like panel where there's like a bunch of characters, including just a guy wearing a like ski mask and goggles where you can't see his face at all. And he's holding like an Uzi or something.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Of the ones that I've seen so far, Angel Dust and this one kind of the ones that are more intriguing to me. Then Dumb As You Are, Cromarty High School. Compared to all the freaking morons at Cromarty High School, anyone can be considered a genius. Come on, you know anyone could eat an entire box of pencils at once? Or do you know anyone who could eat an entire box of pencils at once? The whole box in one bite, like 50 pencils. Yeah, I didn't think so. Also, this one guy, he's not a guy at all. He's a freaking robot. And they all think he's a dude. Don't even ask about the gorilla or that one dude, Freddy. He looks really, really familiar. Volume 4, Mount Rockmore, out now, go, which is the DVD of the Cromarty High School, not the manga, to be clear.
Yeah, yeah. There's ads for the DVD, like, sprinkled through Volume 4.
Yeah.
I have even a few of those.
And then the final one, and this one in particular, just because of the other thing, the other, like, project that I don't actively record about most of the time, but has just become a part of my life now. Subscribe now, get the ultimate source for anime, manga, and Japanese pop culture. And then it's a like slightly askew image of the cover of a New Type USA magazine that has a big like front image with a whole splash for Gundam Seed Destiny, Justice Hangs in the Hands of a Vengeful Hero. And there's like other stuff in here, like behind the scenes of Planetes, sneak peek at the Exocolic and Tsubasa Chronicle movies, Samurai Champloo Turns Deadly Serious, and some other, you know, Gunslinger Girl mentioned here as well. But I mean, there's a way more. Full Metal Alchemist. Not Brotherhood, I don't think. I think this is just the original.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Goes in the Shell second gig. There.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Goes in the Shell second gig.
Yeah. Okay. That was a good good time for manga and anime. Planetaz is pretty cool. I haven't read the manga, but the anime, I don't know if you've watched it. I've never actually asked you about it.
I have not watched that one. I know that GGP watched it and were kind of mixed and mostly down on it, but like especially some of the stuff at the end, but I have not watched it.
Oh, so. Yeah. I guess I could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some stuff at the end that you could kind of have different feelings about. I think I went in the opposite direction where at first I was like a little bit lukewarm on it. And then I started, like, it kind of clicked 60% of the way through.
Yeah.
And was pretty solid, I felt like. But who knows? Maybe Ghost Divers one day.
Yeah, maybe.
Are we going backwards through the ancillary material at this point? Because you kind of started at the back.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. We did that before, I think. I did think that. And the thing that I really wanted to make sure we get to, and then we can talk about other stuff, I have some questions for you, Connor. What's something you wanted to try recently?
One second, I'm checking this. I'm Googling something.
Okay.
Something I've wanted to try recently. You know, I don't know. I normally just try stuff. Yeah. When I get the desire to do it, I normally just try it. Very recently I was like, you know, I watched season one of Jujutsu Kaisen and it was pretty good. I tried to watch the movie and I couldn't finish it. Because it was just like too like shonen by numbers, I felt like. I just like saw people were saying like, okay, Jujutsu Kaisen is like season two is really good. So I was like, I don't even fucking remember this, but I'm going to start watching it. So that's something I wanted to try. And then I tried it. And it is good.
Yeah.
I'm still watching it. I'll give you one answer. What about you? You have to answer them too. Okay.
I guess the most recent thing, the thing that like immediately comes to mind, is for my birthday, Autumn, because there's a Steam sale, got me on Steam the remasters of the first three Etrian Odyssey games. And I still don't entirely know how those play, because they're like a DS game where you draw the map on the lower screen. And I'm assuming there's just more automating of it, but I kind of want to see what the experience is. Not like having actually looked deeply into that, just really liking Etrian Odyssey as a series and like the classes and stuff. But I've been kind of busy, so I haven't had like a chance to like sit down and play it. Especially because, we're also reading, the longest volume of Nana basically. Right now.
Questions like that, you did a lot better than I did. It's weird how questions like that are just like, can be difficult to answer.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what's something you've wanted to try? What's something you like? And that can be hard. I mean, you would answer it quickly because you'd say Nana, because Nana is like top of mind. But if you're just like not thinking about anything you like and someone's like, what's something you like?
Yeah.
What's a band you like? Then you have to be like, Porcupine Tree. That's if you're lucky. If you don't,
yeah.
Because then you get self-conscious about like, well, I look like a complete fool. Just can't answer a basic question. And then you're thinking about that. And so anyway.
Yeah. Well, what's something that made you happy recently? Or no, something sad that happened to you recently.
I had happy, but now sad.
Yeah, happy's next. Happy's next. I was thinking of happy.
I did have something sad happen to me recently, but it won't be funny if I use it as my answer. I guess it's kind of sad that I hurt my back.
That counts.
I've moved past being sad about it. I got, as I was telling you, got an epidural this morning. They injected steroids into my spinal column. So that's a good thing, I think. injury was sad. I'm feeling better, and then I just got a thing that should help me feel a little bit better.
Yeah.
So we're all good.
Yeah, but, like, the overall thing is still kind of, it's, like, it's good that, like, you're getting the treatment and stuff, but also it's the kind of thing of, like, it would be nice if this just wasn't happening to me at all, though, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. It would be nice if I didn't, like, I mean, I kind of, it's not entirely new. Like, I've had issues over the years, but it was always just like, you know, you walk it off and you're fine. Or you go to the chiropractor a little bit and you're fine. But then having it confirmed as like, oh no, you have like a structural medical issue with your spine. That's kind of sad. Just getting the confirmation of something, even if I already kind of like suspected it.
Yeah.
So, what about you?
I mean, mine's also the one where like, there's like, you know, something big sad that happened to me recently, like, oh, I had like intense PTSD symptom trauma stuff for like a week. That was in the past though.
Yeah.
Things got so a little better.
Yeah, you just went for the one that's not funny.
I
mean, I guess it can be funny if you say it is.
Yeah. I guess the one thing that was kind of funny about it is, so I see my therapist every other Thursday, and if I saw them that Thursday, I would have been just like crying a ton, just like having so much to try and like talk about and everything, and just like, you know, one of those like really heavy sessions. But instead, it was the week after. And what happened in between is like various things where like the people in my life were able to help me. In part, like me having to like intentionally continue to push through to like try and be open and ask for help longer than I thought that I would have to as a thing that I'm working on in therapy. But then when it got to that therapy, it was just like, oh yeah, I did it and it was good. Like I kept pushing and asking and it was really hard, but then it was fine. Then it was good.
It is strange.
I'm like feeling better now. Like, cause my therapist also will have me do like rate everything like out of 10. So like, what are your symptoms and stuff? Or it'll just be like, you know, like in general, like what's your like PTSD level at? And it was like lower than normal. And so they were like, oh, like what happened? This like seems good. And I'm like, okay, well, like if we did therapy last week, I would have been like, spiked. It's a 9. It's a 9.
It spiked and now it went back down.
Yeah. I guess the slightly funny, this is also, I don't feel like I have anything that funny for sad. I mean, I guess I could just say I haven't been able to play A Train Odyssey, but that's kind of a cop out.
I mean, especially after what you just said.
Yeah. it wasn't just like deep, but like I was on a team with a manager who I really like working with, and like the topics we were working on were really interesting to me. And now I'm with another manager who's like nice and stuff, but I don't have that same rapport with. And it's just like a lot more of like a basic, like it's not the stuff that I really enjoy about like the job that I have. So like moving over was like a little sad because I'm like miss my other manager, and that work was like engaging for my brain, which is also a good thing for a person with ADHD. But yeah.
Yeah.
What's something that made you happy recently?
What made me happy? I mean, I got married. That's old news.
Yeah.
I guess I'll use that.
Yeah.
Oh, Sarah's birthday was recently.
I think you're allowed to get a lot of mileage out of. Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah. Okay, good. There we go.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
I
made a really good banana pudding. I'm only nice. It's a little bit relevant, so that's why I'm bringing it up.
Something that made me happy recently is I got the two gifts. I'm pretty sure these were both from you. One of them, it didn't have your name on it, but I could tell it was from you from like the message that was included with it, which was like a Nana coaster. Just nice. I have a coaster by my desk that like my child did at daycare, which is basically just like scribbled with like a wooden coaster just scribbled with marker. Yeah. Right. But
can't,
I still use it.
Can't talk
like
that.
Yeah. But it's like next to it. So like, cause often I'll have like my water and then I'll also have like my coffee or tea or whatever. So now I have two. It's nice.
Did it turn out? Does it look good?
And then, yeah. And that thing was like, you told me that two things were coming in the mail to me. And that one was like, oh, like, you know, basically contributing to your mission to, like, fill your home with Nana stuff. And so the other thing that arrived was a Nana tote bag, which I'm assuming was also you.
Correct.
But people could also just be buying me Nana tote bags. But because that one didn't have any, like, gift note in it, right?
Yeah, it's help weird because so. When they go in the Etsy cart and you mark them both as a gift, it only gave me an option to do, like, there's only one box where I could write a message. So I'm like, all right, this will just, it'll be the same message on both of them, I guess. But I give you enough information ahead of time so that in case you're able to decipher.
Do you know what's something that made me both sad and happy recently?
What's that?
Thinking about Nana.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
I mean,
what
Friday.
Have you been,
Friday.
What
it, I was
what
sad
have you been
happy.
Eating recently? That's
Let's see.
I mean, it sounds like banana pudding.
Yeah, we kind of went through that. We've been eating a lot of pasta, it seems, recently.
Yeah.
Just from like from the food box, and then just from, because we have one of those, you know, food boxes delivered, you cook it, blah, blah, blah. but then just like choices that we've made outside of the food box.
Yeah.
Like both two of our like MRE type dinners where we're just like, we're not cooking, we're not eating out, what's easy, are like Costco lasagna, which is very good. If you have a Costco membership, pick up the lasagna. For frozen lasagna, it's like better than it has any right to be. And then just spaghetti meatballs with the Costco meatballs. So there's been a lot of that recently with me being the main person who cooks, or not. I mean, really, I'm option A, and then option B is an emergency if we get to that point. So that with me being kind of hurt and certain days trying to stay off my feet, pastas have been deployed.
Fair.
So that answers the question.
Yeah. I've had a fair amount of Japanese food lately. On Sunday we went to, there's like a pop-up of gashapon machines. And we got a lot of, we like did a lot of tokens, cause it was a pop-up too. It's like, it's not always going to be there at this, like, it's actually a, Korean market, but they had like all the gashapon machines. And we also like got a bunch of snacks and stuff. And then like my birthday's at the end of this week. On Saturday. And so there's like a little bit of like extra, like just having fun celebrating stuff. So that night we got sushi cause we were like extra in the mood. After like, you know, going all through the grocery store and stuff and getting everything. And so that was good. And then on Monday, which was yesterday, my old manager, so there's like a new person joining his team. The other person who I had been working with, got married and went on a honeymoon. And then I am leaving the team. And so we all went out to eat at lunch instead of just like eating at the cafeteria or whatever, on our own. And we like voted on the various restaurants in the area, and ramen was what won. So I also had ramen.
Nice.
And then like today is Ostara, the equinox. And then like Emily got me some chocolates as well as our kid. And they were like Kirby themed chocolate. So it's also like, it's like the ones that I have are like Melty Kiss, which are, I really like Melty Kiss, like chocolates.
Nice.
So
did you just like open your mouth really wide and create a extremely strong vacuum and then just like suck the chocolate into it from some distance away?
No. books you've read recently.
I'm rereading Tale of Genji because I was reading it a while back and I had like a pirated copy. If anyone's interested, just write in Ghost Divers Pod and I'll tell you what translation I had that was like totally fucked up, and I'll tell you the translation I'm using now, which is exceedingly better. But yeah, I just hit a wall with the old one because I was like, this is so, like, it's the first time that a translation has been bad enough for me to like stop and be like, this is not, this isn't right. Like, yeah. I'm not reading this. I'm not like understanding what this work is at all. And yeah, so the new one's been great. So I'm rereading that right now. Yeah.
I mean, I've obviously been reading for podcasts, so like Crow High for this, Nana Beowulf for Ghost Divers, Beowulf, which I do highly recommend the Maria Devana Headley translation that we read. It's like a new one. Really, really smart about like when it deploys the like more colloquial modern kind of stuff and when it like feels a little bit older. And I think it's just exceptional in being able to like do the swings from like just this absolute blustering bravado where they're like swearing and everything, to like the ending I got genuinely emotional about. So, in a way that, like, I just haven't reading translations of Beowulf before, because I think she just does a really good job at, like, capturing a lot of the language and the feeling. So I highly recommend that. The one other thing that I've been doing for fun, is I've been slowly picking away at the Earthsea books. So, but it's, like, you know, lower on the list. So, what's a movie you like? A Fuck. Movie. One. Yeah. Name any movie that you like.
any movie that I like? God, it's so hard. I don't know. Fucking Late Spring.
Yeah?
The Ozu film. that I summarized extensively on a prior episode of Pruton.
That's odd, because I thought there was one movie that we both quite liked, but
I'm recalling that now.
Yeah. I do recall that.
Yeah.
I thought that was one thing that we got, but anyway.
Fuck.
I'm sorry. Yeah. There are so many movies that I like.
We do still got it. I just forgot about it.
Okay. I actually don't like that movie that much, but it's fine.
Wow.
I'm trying to like, what's like one? Oh, recent. I talked about this on Stairwells recently, but I'm just gonna say it here. You can find this, Connor, if you want to like go out and watch this. There's this movie, Zeki, Florian, and Kelly. None of the characters in that movie are named Zeki, Florian, or Kelly. But it's like a Japanese 90s 16mm film. That's like kind of in this like punk aesthetic.
This is the most fucking you shit that you pick. If someone asked you, what movie do you like? You'd pull this shit out.
Yes. And I thought it was fantastic. People can listen to the Sterols episode where I go in. Talk about it a little bit. I don't even remember which one that was, but if you go to the like Ornate Stairwells grades spreadsheet, then you can see it in there. But anyway,
I'm actually one of only 20 people who have actually seen this film.
I think there's a few more people who have seen it on Letterboxd, but not that many.
Yeah.
So you can find it at rarefilmm.com. That's rare film and then the letter m.com, which is just a place that like collects like really hard to find stuff that nobody else is really supporting. So I really enjoyed it. I'm still sometimes thinking about it, but yeah, it's very me aesthetic. There's a part, and I thought that they were going to do more with this than they did. There's a part where, one of the characters unscrews his penis and, there's like a fuse in there, and I thought maybe it was a bomb.
Okay. And then don't leave me hanging here.
Nothing else really happened. There is also a bomb in the movie.
It just like cuts away from that, from that fucking gold.
Basically. Setup. Yeah.
Wow.
It's great.
It's a confident film.
Yeah. There's a fair amount of confidence in this film, and I did really enjoy it. And when I say punk aesthetics, think like, especially like there's like a 90s sort of post-punk, like, New York aesthetic as well that existed, that was like in films like Liquid Sky and things like that. Liquid Sky, another film that I like. Shit, I said two. Okay, we gotta move on.
Wow.
Performers you like.
just like any type of performer.
Performers you like.
Oh my god. I'm not going to use the last 45 seconds trying to come up with an answer to this. I don't know. I don't like any.
You don't like any performers?
Porcupine Tree. Stephen Wilson. I don't really like, I don't even really like Porcupine Tree that much. So yeah. I just lied on my answer. I like that. You that's did. A pretty pathetic answer.
Yeah. I think Mifune Toshiro is the hottest man to have ever lived.
Okay.
So
that's kind of liking.
Yeah. I mean, I also like his performances, but I also think he's ridiculously hot. Thank you for joining us today. Next time, we'll be reading chapter 96 from volume 5. You can find the full schedule at exportaud.io/futonschedule. If you have questions for us, send them to ghostdiverspod@gmail.com. You can get early access to episodes of this podcast and many others by becoming a $1 patron of the network at exportaud.io and listen a week before the public feeds. Or for $5, you get access to exclusive bonus episodes of a variety of podcasts on the network, but especially Coffee and Comic Books, a podcast where they actually talk about comics most of the time. If you like this podcast, please tell a friend. They can find the free feed at exportaud.io/Bhutan or by searching Pondering Bhutan on their podcast of choice. If you like listening to us talk, we do a lot more of that over at Ghost Divers. You can find it at exportaud.io/Ghost Divers or by searching Ghost Divers in your podcast of choice. You can find the show at Ponder Bhutan on Twitter, just at Bhutan at Ghost. You can find me at Fox Omnia on Twitter, Ghost, and Blue Sky, where you can check my pinned tweet or pinned shows, but not my pinned skip because those don't exist yet. Find links to all my podcasts. Also, co-host is not dead. It's still around for like at least 6 months.
Okay. The mystery continues.
I can explain it to you after we're where can people find you, Connor?
Y'all can find me at Rebele, RBBLEAIS, on Twitter and co-host.
And our opening theme is Ninganante by Yoshio Takaro, and taking us out today is Fallon by Ken Thorne. Class dismissed.
Class dismissed. Thank you.